99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Camfield.
Happy Friday. Ian Camfield here. Thanks for starting your day with 99.5 The Mountain. Did you know that novelty bank cards exist? This is something that I learned yesterday. A bunch of us went out to a sushi restaurant. Now, wasn't the most expensive sushi place, but pretty high end. You know, I put a shirt on to go in there. And there were four of us out. When it came time to get the check, we split the bill. And one of the people on the table threw in his credit card that had Baby Yoda on it. Again, we were in quite a nice high-end sushi restaurant, and I'm going, what's that? And he's into Disney and said, oh, you know, it gets me points and I can get Disney, blah, 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 blah. Okay, all right, well, I understand that. But you have to have Baby Yoda on your credit card. I mean, what next? Shall I see if they'll accept the tip in Monopoly money? It's nearly their turn at the Sphere, ain't it? You know, Metallica are the first band that have made me think, I'd quite like to go and see that venue if they were playing. Morning, Ian Camfield here on The Mountain. Anne Hathaway thinks movies where dogs die should be rated R. Do you agree? She's saying this predominantly because she's got a new movie out today called The End of Oak Street, in which there is a dog, and she's pointing out that the dog does not die. I guess this is all since the first John Wick, right? And it seemed like that was going to inspire a bunch of similar movies, but not really. Do you remember when Nicolas Cage brought out Pig? And he had a pig that used to seek out truffles and thieves steal it. So he goes on a rampage to get it back. Only he didn't rampage that much. I was very underwhelmed by the amount of violence in the pig movie. And then Cry Macho with Clint Eastwood, which was him teaming up with a kid and the kid's pet rooster. You see, I wanted that to be like a very old Dirty Harry, and it turned out to be more like an episode of Bluey. This is a story that is quite surprising. Bill Gates' daughter could be heading to prison because she might have been caught up engaging in fraudulent practices regarding her e-commerce startup. And if the authorities get involved, she could indeed be looking at prison time. She's 23, and apparently she got caught admitting to cookie stuffing, which is basically when you credit the startup with sales that it didn't drive, and then you collect commissions from them. I mean, when you're Bill Gates' daughter, wouldn't you just stay at home and have fun with your dad's money? If I was doing any cookie stuffing, it would probably be boxes from Crumble Cookies, and I'd just be forcing them into my mouth. So, yeah, and it's funny that this is a tech thing, and obviously her dad is this tech genius, but now she's getting into a lot of trouble. I wonder if the key to success is getting Brian Eno to write your startup music. Because, you know, Brian Eno from Roxy Music and, you know, the famous producer. Let me see if I can play it for you. He wrote this. Hear that? Yeah, you know that as the Microsoft startup music. So, yeah, maybe that's the key to success. You need Brian Eno, or at least, like him, someone who's produced David Bowie or U2. Or maybe, at a push, someone who's worked with Coldplay, because he's worked with them. Maybe the daughter should have got BTS. They've worked with Coldplay. Have we done the Buckingham Knicks edition of I've Got Gossip? They're working on a new project for next year. You know, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham have a notoriously fractious relationship, but they reissued their first Buckingham Knicks album for its 50th anniversary. That was the album that kind of got them the job in Fleetwood Mac. And now apparently they talk all the time. So I don't know if there's going to be anything Fleetwood Mac related coming next year, but Buckingham Knicks could be back. So that's good. This is also good news. Zero gravity did not happen, just in case you were wondering. We spoke about it ages ago. There was a story that went round saying that we would suffer, I think it was meant to be 7 seconds of a gravity blackout. And it was meant to be on August 12th. So that was on Wednesday. And that would basically cause everything to lift up into the air, including us, I was thinking, oh, what about when I land again? My poor knees. But, you know, also other things like cars and stuff. Imagine all that going up into the air and then plummeting back down again. But anyway, it didn't happen. It turned out to be a complete hoax. And I think we need to applaud ourselves because I didn't see any viral videos of any idiots who believed in this hoax who were posting themselves having everything tied down. Because that was what I thought was going to happen. But there didn't seem to be one. Hey, I think, as a society, we might be getting better. This is your warning to hoard as many breakfast cereals as you possibly can because the artificial food dyes are leaving cereals faster than we originally thought. You know, these dyes, they're meant to be bad for us, but, you know, we probably give the cereals the taste that we love. They were meant to be gone by the end of 2027. But that target has now been brought forward by 12 months. So artificial food dyes could be gone from cereals by the end of 2026. Again, I say, stock up now. Because, okay, I've read about how bad they're supposed to be, but is it any worse than lettuce? And now jalapenos? You know, I think they've already changed the food dye for the frosting that was on the 4th of July giant cookies that I always buy. You know, the ones that are the size of a pizza, but it's a cookie and they have the flag on for the frosting. Because I got two of those from two different stores over 4th of July weekend. And I don't mean to be disgusting, but I didn't poop red, white and blue once. Okay, this is the bit of Mountain Mornings where we talk about the S shoes. I'm editing for the purposes of radio, but this is actually what they're called, the S shoes. They are new elevated footwear, and they are designed for a natural squatting posture during bowel movements. Basically, because of the size of the shoes, you put yourself in a position that is the perfect pooping position. We've done a lot of poop content on this show this week, haven't we? Number one for poop news here, Ian Canfield on the Mountain. So, yeah, you can look them up, the S shoes. Although I feel like the issue people have with spending too much time on the toilet is often not when they are doing the do. It's often people that just want to avoid everyone else in their house. I'm looking at you, parents. How much time have you just gone into the bathroom and spent way more time than you need to just because it's a quiet place and you get away from the kids and maybe your significant other, you know? The other thing about wearing specific shoes in the bathroom is it's a giveaway if you're in a public space and you can see the shoes underneath the stall. Do you ever do this? I have occasionally held my pee in at the urinal for a bit longer and gone to a different bathroom on a different floor in this building because I've seen the shoes that are in the stall and I know those shoes belong to someone who's about to make a terrible stink. I'm Ian Canfield, going to play out this week with some Stones. Have you seen the footage of Mick Jagger dancing to one of the new Stones songs in a club? I don't know where it was, but it went viral this week. There's something quite wonderful about an 83-year-old out dancing on the dance floor in a club, dancing to his own song as well. Hey, if you missed anything this week, don't forget we podcast the newsy bits, and these podcasts just take a few minutes of your time to listen to. So wherever you get podcasts, search for Ian Canfield, or it's at 995themountain.com. When Monday happens, we'll handle it together. Between now and then, have a great weekend.